Escape the Mat Race with me, Lisa Staker, the Rebellious Coach. This podcast is all about empowering you to break free from the straitjacket of the traditional 9-to-5 and pursue a life of freedom, purpose, and fulfillment. If you're feeling stagnant and frustrated in your career and want to feel free and fulfilled, this podcast is here to reignite your passion for work and life by providing you with the resources and insights you need to take the leap and escape the rat race. So get ready to break free and start living life on your own terms. Welcome to another episode of Escape the Rat Race, where we empower you to take control of your career and live life on your terms. I'm your host, Lisa Staker, and today we're diving into the art of negotiation for a career change. We're specifically exploring how to negotiate changes to your current career so that your work aligns more with your values. But in reality, the tips could relate to any work-related negotiation. Now let's start by addressing why negotiating changes to your current career is so crucial. For many of us, our careers consume a significant portion of our time and energy. But if your work doesn't align with your values or bring you fulfillment, it leads to burnout, dissatisfaction, and a sense of being trapped in the wrong path. Negotiating changes to your career isn't just about getting what you want. It's about creating a work life that reflects who you are and what truly matters to you. It's about reclaiming your life so that you can create a career that brings you joy, purpose, and a sense of fulfillment. So how do you go about negotiating these changes effectively? Well, I'm going to provide you with a few practical tips to help. The first one is to know your values. Before entering any negotiation, take time to clarify your values and priorities. What matters to you most at work? Is it autonomy, creativity, flexibility, or a sense of purpose? Knowing your values will guide your negotiation strategy and help you articulate what you're seeking in your career change. Now, we've spoken a lot about values on this podcast before, and if you're not sure how to actually kind of find your values, I suggest you go back to a previous episode. I think it's number 36, Rebel Values Unleashed, which included a worksheet to kind of help you work out what your values are. My next tip for you is to do your research. Educate yourself about your current job market, the industry trends, salary benchmarks if that's applicable for your change, for what you want to do. Arm yourself with as much data and insights as you can to support in a negotiation, bring arguments and demonstrate the value you're going to bring to the table. If you're asking for flexible hours or a different working pattern, is there any data available on how it improves productivity? If you want to go on a training course, is there any data on the benefits that course brings? You may find that the kind of training provider will be able to find this for you because they quite often have it to be able to sell their courses to the companies and to yourself. Basically, the more backing that you can bring to the negotiation, the better. My third tip for you is to practice assertive communication. Approach the negotiation with confidence and clarity. Clearly articulate your needs, preferences and boundaries while remaining open to the constructive dialogue. Use assertive language, such as I statements, to express your perspective without appearing aggressive or defensive. Now, I appreciate this is easier for some people than others. And if this is something that you struggle with, I've got a few extra tips for you. First of all, write down everything that you want to say. This means that you won't forget anything and then you won't worry about forgetting anything either. Practice saying it in front of a mirror, with a trusted friend or to your dog. I find they're great for listening and not interrupting. Basically, kind of get used to saying it so much that you begin to believe it and therefore then you become more confident. And then if nerves is still something that you suffer with, be honest when you go into the meeting. Say that you're a little bit nervous about what you've got to say and you'd like to say it without interruption and then you can both have a discussion about it. That way you'll be able to get kind of everything that you've written down across before someone asks you some questions, which maybe throw you off your track. Now, we all do get a little bit nervous. So before the meeting, maybe take a few deep breaths or try some box breathing. This can help kind of calm things down and kind of settle all those butterflies in your stomach. If you're not familiar with box breathing, it's very simple. You just breathe in for a count of four, you hold your breath for a count of four, you breathe out for a count of four, and then you breathe normally for a count of four, like going around a box. And if you do this a couple of times, it can just kind of settle everything down. My next tip for you is to focus on win-win situations. Negotiation is not about getting everything you want at the expense of other parties. Instead, it's striving to find a mutually beneficial solution that addresses both your needs and the interests of your employer. Look for opportunities to collaborate and explore creative compromises that satisfy both parties. You could say that, but by the company funding your training course, you'll be able to do job X much better, which means the company will get Y. Now, X and Y will very much depend on what you're looking to do. But the more that you can show the outcome is beneficial to your company, the more likely you are to be successful in negotiation. Spend some time thinking through the full consequences of what you're asking for. The benefits to the company may not be immediately obvious. For example, asking to reduce your hours so you can spend more time on a hobby. The benefits are straightforward to you, but the company also wins. You'll be happier, and you're likely to be more productive at work. Their salary bill will be reduced as your hours are reduced in proportion. This means that money is available to employ someone else or to maybe to pay someone to do some overtime to kind of cover the job that you're not doing or investing in new software. You see where I'm going? Be imaginative and sell the full benefits in your negotiation. I remember one of my great bosses always said to me, "Don't come to me with problems, come to me with the issue and the solution." The issue you have is you're unhappy or unfulfilled at work, and you have their solution. My next tip is to be prepared to walk away. Now, this may seem a little bit odd, but while negotiation is about finding common ground, it's essential that you know where your bottom line is and that you're prepared to walk away if necessary. Maintain your self-respect and integrity throughout the negotiation process. And don't settle for a compromise, because all that will happen is you'll be in the same position, maybe 6 months down the line, 9 months, 12 months, where you're feeling kind of unhappy again, thinking there's more to life. It's much better to walk away and think about your next steps. If your current employer is unwilling or unable to agree to your suggestions, then you may need to look elsewhere for an employer who will kind of be able to kind of fulfill your values. Or you may even think about rethinking your whole career. I've seen many examples of people changing career to one that's more in line with their values. And listen to next week's podcast to find out a little bit more of someone who's done just that. So that's it for today's episode. I want to leave you with this. Negotiating changes to your career can be a transformative journey towards aligning your work with your values and creating a life that brings you joy and fulfillment. By knowing your worth and communicating it assertively and advocating what matters to you most, you can negotiate career changes with confidence and intention. That's it for today's episode of Escape the Rat Race. As you go forth into the world of negotiation, carry with you that spirit of rebellion. Challenge the status quo, break free from the chains of conformity, and demand nothing less than the career you deserve. Until next time, keep fighting for your dreams, pushing the boundaries, and keep negotiating like the rebel you are. This is Lisa Staker signing off and reminding you to stay rebellious in the pursuit of your career revolution.
That's all for today's episode of Escape the Rat Race. I hope you found it helpful and inspiring, and it has given you some ideas for how you can start taking action towards escaping the rat race to a life of freedom, purpose, and fulfillment. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a review on your favourite platform. And if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, feel free to reach out to me using the contact details in the notes to the podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Staker. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you next time on Escape the Rat Race.